Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I know we haven't gotten a lot of your calls today. It's because I've been covering so much news and had another guest on last hour. In this hour, Jack Blood joins us to talk about a host of issues, but predominantly here in the first half hour, we're going to be talking about a major new toll road story and NAFTA highway story that Jack, for several weeks, what, 3 weeks, has been talking to a someone working inside the state at very high levels. He has an entire satchel of documents. These things are confidential, and it just goes into what's happening with the construction of the NAFTA highway, I-30, that is going to be one of the hubs for the new super NAFTA I-35 that goes up into Kansas City and into St. Louis and into Minneapolis-St. Paul to then be the main aorta for the entire control grid as they hand over our entire infrastructure to foreign companies like United Arab Emirates and the Spanish consortium Centra and many others. Jack, go ahead and get into, before we get back into Cheney and all those developments, please get into what you came into possession of, and you were gracious enough to let us break it at Infowars.com with your story today. It's up there right now in more detail, but tell us about it.
Sure, Alex. First of all, let me just tell your listeners that this is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, there are more documents to go through. This is our initial report. We're going to be adding a lot more real evidence, not circumstantial evidence, printed documented evidence to the story that I'm about to tell you. And it starts like this. The good news is that the Trans-Texas Corridor is ahead of schedule and under budget. But why is it under budget and ahead of schedule? And we're starting to get these leaks of information. Well, about a year ago, I met an inspector of the Trans-Texas Corridor. He's a young guy, but he'd risen to a management position, a major lead inspector for a company that is contracted to make sure that all of these toll roads are built up to code, up to government-specified code. Now, obviously, there are codes to make sure that the travelways, the infrastructure is safe for travel and obviously safe for investment. That's the key word here. I mean, we're asked to invest billions of dollars into this massive control grid, and what I'm about to tell you is that control grid is already crumbling beneath our very feet. And here's why. So I met the inspector, and he began to tell me some very odd off-the-record stories, Alex. The first story he told me, and I'll lead up to the major evidence here, but the first story he told me was how there were a lot of illegal immigrants working on the Trans-Texas Corridor, and there were a number of accidents, okay, where they were dying.
There have been two of those in the last 2 weeks.
Well, they are just peppered throughout the entire construction of the Trans-Texas Corridor. And I've gotten details on some of them. But it initially struck me, because you don't ever see anything about this in the paper. You don't see anything or hear anything about it, obviously, in the Campo meetings or the meetings that we attend. This is a completely buried issue.
That's right, Jack. You've been going to dozens of these meetings in the last year. I mean, that's why you're on the inside of this now.
Right. Well, it's funny enough that my contact I met, I did not meet by going to the meetings. It's somebody that came to me, as somebody in the media, somebody that I'm connected with in a number of other ways. To continue with this story, so then the next thing he comes and tells me is that they're building a military superhighway, Alex. This is something, again, that we're never hearing about. A military giant super 10-lane highway to run parallel with the Trans-Texas Corridor, which will run from San Antonio to Dallas. Now I start thinking about this, and they're taking bids on this now. Obviously, there's nothing illegal about the military building a giant superhighway to move their infrastructure and their tanks. But when you ask yourself, why do they need that here in Texas, you come up with some very strange questions. Okay, and then I'm reminded of Hitler. When Hitler was first brought to power in Germany, the first thing he did was start to build these giant, massive, super-wide highways and improve the infrastructure because he knew he had to move his military machinery and he was about to go to war on the front lines. We're just getting into the real hardcore evidence of what we have here, Alex. When we come back, I'd like to share that with your listeners.
We'll be sure and do that when we return after this quick break. And we've got the story up on Infowars.com. And, of course, it's Infowars.com, JackBlood.com, exclusive news story. And we're going to get into the documents about how they're failing every major test. And it's being covered up. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The problem is, with everything we do, we can spend hours on each little facet of the corruption. It's just wall to wall. You know, I've been talking about this a lot lately because I can't get over it. The Chicago Tribune and other major publications admit that Dyncorp and Halliburton are running white slavery rings and kidnapping women and children for slave labor, sex slave, everything. It's just right there, and it says, oh, and they've got legal lobbyists lobbying just for their slave trade at Capitol Hill, and here's their names, and you can have congressional hearings about it, and Rumsfeld just says there's nothing we're going to do about it. And, I mean, if you think they can get away with that, folks, they're going to rob your roads and rip you off and scam you and do all of this. And this is internationalism. Understand, to take over a country, you take over its roads. They're just taking the roads, handing it over to international bodies, international corporations, and then they're going to have this 10-mile buffer zone on each side. This is the takeover. This is America going into the World Union. This is the Pan-American Union. It's in the newspapers down here that Mexico has more control over the roads we're going to have in Texas, these trans-NAFTA roads, than we will through the treaties as a state. And again, I heard Gary Brownfield this morning talking about how Missouri is going to be, the railroads will be run by Mexico. I mean, they're just giving foreign countries big pieces of this nation. Now, Jack Blood is a talk show host that comes on right after me every day. from 2 to 4 p.m., and he's been going to a lot of these meetings, just to recap for those that joined us, and he got internal documents, a whole satchel of them, and these have been, of course, confirmed. We got them up on Infowars.com, an article about it. More of the documents will go up later in the day. And this isn't just the toll roads. This is the big, giant NAFTA highway, a big 10-lane, and this has been secret, military highway, but we got the documents, and then another 10-lane highway. And, yeah, in the last 2 weeks, it has been in the news. It wasn't before. The illegal aliens are getting killed, I mean, every week on this thing, run over by these big machines. Folks, they've got earth movers you've never seen except in mining. These are big, gigantic things that, you know, five dump trucks can park in its, park in the bulldozer scoop. I mean, they have mining equipment out there building the equivalent of the Great Pyramids, and the average Austinite doesn't even know what's going on just east of us. So, Jack, go over this for people, and then let's get into what you discovered with this inspector that gave you these documents of how it's all failing, it's all substandard, and we're paying for it, to then hand it over to an international body once we paid for it.
Right. Well, McCreary Bank or Spain Centra, which are international partners, they bought and they are running the roads up in Indiana, as you know. They've also done the same thing here in Texas. Might be interested, if they haven't closed the deal yet, to hear the information I have, because they're getting a lemon. This is what I've come upon. And let me just say, regarding the statements that you just made, I mean, the IMF, the World Bank, the International Coalition of International Companies have been looting and raping Africa, South America, Asia. It's now our turn. They've now come home to the United States, and they're buying up our resources. In fact, I'm sure you know, and your listeners might know or be aware of the fact that in Lake Michigan, they bought the water rights to Illinois and areas surrounding the Great Lakes up there. They own the water. International companies own the water up there, but we're digressing.
And by the way, they pay off the politicians, and the politicians sell them the water for literal chicken feed or just give it to them.
I mean, this is no different than what a third world dictator is doing, and they're doing it right here in our country. Now, to move on with this story, I'm talking about my source, how he'd been leaking kind of off-the-record information. Even though I've been going to these toll road meetings, I've been involved as an activist in stopping the Trans-Texas Corridor, I kept my mouth shut. He didn't want me to talk about this stuff, and I never mentioned it to anyone, Alex. Now, 2 weeks ago, I received a call from my source, and he was panicked. Okay, he was panicking on the phone. They just about fired him. They fired one of his supervisors. Why did they do that? Because these guys, as inspectors on the freeway, on the Trans-Texas Corridor, have been failing and failing and failing every test, particularly as it relates to the cement. Now,
they're telling him to falsify the certification, according to him.
Well, he's failing, and they're saying, don't worry about it. Shut up about it. If you talk about it, you're going to be fired, or you're going to be punished. And they also insinuate something worse could happen. And you have to understand that once you get off one of these projects and you are considered to be a troublemaker, you can't work anywhere in the country. You're blackballed. So he's very concerned. He's a young man with a big career ahead of him, and now he's seeing this. And he's concerned for the safety of the people that might be driving on this road. He has a conscience. And this is the good thing, Alex, is that a lot of the people out there working on this infrastructure or working in the military and the police, they have a conscience, and they won't go along with this corruption. They won't go along with this raping of our country. So he gets on the phone with me, and he starts telling me what I'm telling you is a nuclear info bomb. He'd been failing tests for the corridor he was working on and inspecting for the last year. After repeated attempts to have the failures corrected, both by himself and his immediate supervisor, and after seeing fellow inspectors threatened and fired, he'd had enough. And so what he began to tell me and what he shared with me here with these documents is four-part. And let me just give me one quick second here to go over this. Number one, the crushed limestone used to make the concrete of which the toll roads are built with, okay, is very weak. And it's led to a total failure of most of the structures and superstructures currently standing as our future Trans-Texas Corridor. The translation is these roads will fall apart long before they're paid for. Now,
can we show those on television?
We can show this right here. Now, you can see, well, I don't know how close
we
are.
That's good. We have cameras in here later. This will be soon. And we'll excise any key names,
right,
and we'll post these.
And you can see this is where the concrete is tested. It goes up on a curve. This is where it needs to stay, at the top of the curve. Immediately, it starts failing. Now, when you hit an 80-degree temperature, what happens is this bad concrete, okay, made from unapproved or falsified crushed limestone.
Expands.
It expands and it allows moisture to come in, which, of course, starts degrading the actual cement itself. So that's the first thing that we found. The second thing is that the charts done by my source, which you're looking at right now, and other inspectors are showing that the standing infrastructure is failing what is called dry density tests. We just talked about that, meaning that the crappy, cheap concrete is already decaying from excessive moisture. Alex, right now, it's only several months old, as we know. We're already looking at a 5.1 to 8% loss in concrete integrity just over the last several months. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, you look at my chart. It's nosediving. Can you imagine what this is going to look like in 3 or 4 years?
Well, we've already had structures built 20 years ago that weren't done exactly to spec the collapse of people driving over them on a routine basis in this state.
Not to mention if we have a natural disaster or an earthquake or God forbid, something even worse. So now...
Well, plus it's our tax money. It shows what's going on here. But you notice in the past they didn't do stuff like this at this level. It's like the whole government is just wildly looting like cockroaches that you've sprayed with poison
right.
That start fornicating.
What we have is a massive, I hate to use the word conspiracy, but everybody seems to be in on it. From the people initially, the geological inspectors who were initially supposed to inspect the limestone that makes the concrete, everybody seems to be in on it, according to these documents I have, Alex, and falsifying records, doing inadequate tests.
Well, I want to...
If you go through a number of my documents here, you'll see failed, 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 failed. Everything fails. Reported to supervisor, told me to shut up. I mean, there are a number of tests that have to be reported on any given section of the freeway, and I'll go over a couple of them here for your local audience. They're not even, not only are they failing and not repairing what they've failed, what the inspectors have failed, they're not even doing the amount of tests that are required by law on the superstructure itself, so they're not doing as many tests as they should be doing, and the ones they are doing are failing, and they're moving on down the freeway and continuing to build in this manner.
Last hour I said this all sounds like mafia activities. This is classical mafia.
Absolutely.
Activity.
Well, I mean, mafia has always been in the construction business, and this is the thing. I think we can look on a grander scale and see how the administration or Robert F. Kennedy or whoever went after the mafia, and what happened was they took them out and replaced the mafia with the government or with these contractors now. Contractors is the word we hear even with military. So the old school mafia were making so much money and paved the way that the real globalist bloodsuckers saw what a great opportunity this was, and they took over their business. They basically strong-armed them and moved them out of their territory, much like any mafia capo would do with a rival gang. I mean, you hit that nail right on the head. Let me continue with this, and there's just a little bit more here. Again, as I just mentioned, documents reflecting the number of tests needed from August to October of 2005, we found that the SH-130 turnpike alone had tests performed. You have required tests again versus the tests that they've actually performed, way under, probably about 30% under what they should be testing for. They're just not even bothering to test, okay? So that's another thing. And then finally, the test on the concrete failed consistently on, and here's some of the places locally here in Texas for your local listeners, the Hanson aggregate freeways, failing, massively failing. The Burnett Grade 2 aggregate, failing. The RTI Georgetown aggregate, failing. The Capitol Balm Road and the Travis aggregates, failing. TXI Green Plant, failing. Everything failing.
By the way, these are supposed to be designed to last 50 to 75 years. Before the roads even open, they're failing.
So, I mean, minimally, we need some kind of oversight beyond the authority of TxDOT or CAMPO to straighten this huge mess out. I'm horrified to think that we're going to pay through the nose for these giant control grids that are likely to fall apart as we're driving on them. You know, it reminds me of the Big Dig. Now, of course, we know George Shultz's company, Bechtel, who is getting all the military contracts, no-bid contracts even for Katrina, very quietly. Not like Halliburton, very loudly, very quietly, George Shultz and Bechtel get just as many, if not more, contracts than Halliburton. And we remember the Big Dig. You know, I lived up in the Northeast. I've driven through the Big Dig. And it was just a massive mess, just like what we're going to see now with the Trans-Texas Corridor. A mess that was falling apart before they can finish it, literally putting holes in the dike. This goes underneath water, so it's leaking. They went over budget by something like 500%. It cost them an extra $12 billion, and they're still trying to patch it up and fix it. It's a giant piece of crap.
Don't have a heart attack, Jack. This isn't the show for that. We don't get excited here.
I know.
No, we should all be horrified and terrified by this, and folks, Jack has had this for weeks. I've been looking over it. I've been begging him to go public, and now this, now your source, now this individual is finally ready for you to spill this, because he's saying, hey, I got to do these tests. I can't falsify them. They're like, you can get fired or worse, buddy. And so he's starting to realize. And yeah. So when he was finally ready to go public, I want to hear what he said to you. He said he was frantic, and we have them. These are the official TxDOT. Listen, I've been sent TxDOT documents a few years ago where it showed the computer screens. Hooked into Texas Department of Public Safety, where it calls our driver's license number the national ID card. And here's the guy in there, and they're, you know, shooting video of the computer screens. And that's what these emergency management centers are, these command centers, federalizing your police. These are the citadels of evil. These are the command bases, the slave lord command bases, so these dark lords can just sit up there and rape the daylights out of you. We'll come back and get into this in great detail. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Folks, when you get involved in exposing corruption, it's terrifying, it's exhilarating, it's dynamic, and I love the passion that Jack has for this. And we're here with the documents. We're here with the certified originals. I mean, these aren't copies. And we're in here with them looking at just hundreds of these tests that have failed. And folks, when roads start failing a few months after they're built, when this is being done, what were these companies thinking, number one? And when you were talking to him, Jack, you said he was frantic. You've been talking to him for a year. And the number three, how dangerous is he saying? I'm sure you ask, what can happen if this is going on?
Well, thankfully, he is a big believer in the Second Amendment. And let me just say that. So I think he feels rather safe. But as far as that goes, look, this is very dangerous, because when we're talking about costing TxDOT billions of dollars, sending people to jail, there are a number of...
Oh, what we're doing right now, we're dealing with the mob here. This is dangerous, folks.
You better believe
this. This makes Silkwood look like a joke.
And we haven't even shown you nothing, because I could right now out companies that have contracted...
You have all the documents.
...with TxDOT.
It's kind of dangerous to hold
massive
on to... It's kind of dangerous to have those and not out them right now.
We have copies in secure places. And, you know, Alex, if they take me out or you out, I mean, more people will continue with this work. So I really feel very confident that we can go forward with this. In fact, one of the things...
I hope listeners realize what they're hearing, though. I hope they realize that, I mean, every day we're covering massive corruption stories frontline that we're originally reporting, the Cheney reconstruction of the shooting that we did, what you're breaking right now. I mean, just all of it is original sourced documentation. I mean, I'm not bragging. This is stuff people get Pulitzers for, but again, the establishment gives you a Pulitzer for writing garbage.
Well, let me tell you, Alex, this is the first time anybody's ever heard this. I haven't gone to the mainstream media with this yet. We haven't gone to the legislator with this yet. We will be doing this next week. So this is the first time anybody has ever heard this is on your program today. And when I heard Sal in earlier, you know, making what a great point he made about why we would want to pay for our own slavery, why we would want to get involved in something that's going to cost us more money to take a road trip, is it's very difficult for them to con us with this propaganda, basically, to have us even buy into this. And it's only because of the massive apathy that people just go, oh, well, whatever, I can't do anything about it. I'll pay the extra 17 cents a mile and the surcharges and the local taxes and the government taxes and the state taxes. In fact, I'll just go ahead and deposit my check right into the Department of Homeland Security. I'll get a microchip, and when I'm driving through the toll road, it'll scan my chip and take money right out of my bank account.
By the way, let's get into that. You've got the documents on this huge military road, 10-laner.
Yeah, actually, I don't have the documents on that, Alex. I mean, this is a lot of what I'm going to have to say, because, again, I mean, this is no different than the Judith Miller case.
Well, you do have the documents on the 10-lane.
Not on the military. I don't have those documents.
Okay, well, specifically,
there really aren't documents.
Specifically, what did he tell you about that, then?
They're taking bids for it right now. They're going to build it. Now, again, it's not illegal. Is it illegal for the military on the private land? And when you get into eminent domain, you get into what the... I mean, because, look, if we can take people...
But what is it for? We already have more roads than anybody in Texas.
It's a military-only road. Let's ask that question. What is it for? Why does the military need to move massive machinery from Dallas to San Antonio?
We know the Defense Department will just let their buddies use it for commerce.
I think what they're doing is building massive military roads throughout the United States, military-use-only roads, because they do not want the public to see them moving massive tanks and machinery and biochemical trucks through the public domain. They want to hide that. So they're going to build guarded, shielded, giant superhighway, 10-lane superhighways to move this apparatus and this machinery around without the public knowing.
Lord knows what they built out at Hood. I mean, they admit that's one of the biggest underground bases in the country.
So again, I mean, is that illegal? I guess we can take that apart. You know, the fact is, I know the source. I know the source that is putting a bid on in this highway. They're going to build this highway.
You were saying he was scared when he was talking to you just about the concrete failing. I mean, what else was he saying?
Well, I've pretty much put the cards on the table for right now. I mean, this is what I can tell you today. Like I said, I'm not getting in. I mean, what we could do right now on your show is I could give specific names of companies that are forging these documents. Do we understand? Because I've told this to one or two people besides your audience today, Alex, and I don't think people fully understand the ramifications of all of the concrete being mixed in a substandard manner for these giant roads going in all around us. I mean, I think that that's very damning. And look, what I'm going to be calling for is a massive investigation into this. Now, I've got the tip of the iceberg. We're going to be able to add more layers onto this as we go. But right now, what we have, Alex, if we had an honest legislator in our government, if we had an honest governor, if we had an honest media, this would be above the fold, front page news by Monday morning.
Well, it should be, and we'll see if the statesman and others contact you and want to publish these documents. We'll see what happens. We'll come back, get more into this, and recap it, cover a few other issues with it, and then we'll get into a whole host of other news. I know we've had loaded phones all day. I don't even know if we'll be able to get to your calls. We may jam a few in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
We just learned that David Stahl has been a guest here, and of course a police officer and then a city councilman, and he's a city manager in several cities. He's down in Houston in the town of Shore Acres, and he's gotten the majority of the counties to sign on to his Corridor Watch organization. And so he's on the front lines of this fight. We're honored to have him call in with us, and he was listening to Jack's presentation, Jack Blood, GCN radio host, who is joining us here in studio. And we were talking about, during the break, I'd like to repeat the discussion we had during that last three-minute break off air, where, David, you were saying that you've talked to legislators and they've said on the dais that, oh, yeah, since this is private, we don't have to follow state law. Well, they're still building code laws, and so they're fully aware of this. David, get into this for us.
Actually, that's how the Transportation Commission at one point even described innovation. I mean, we've been pressing them, what's innovative about building roads and railroads? We've been doing that 100 years. And Chairman Williamson in one of the meetings said that the innovation was that these private partners don't have to comply with the same laws that the state would, which is scary. You know, they're not going to comply with the things that were put in place to protect the public. This is
well, they can claim they're above the law. It's like this deal with Centro on taking over the roads for toll roads. They say we don't have to make any part of our plan in a state agreement public because we're private, so it's confidential. And the Attorney General says, no, you have to. And they say, we're not going to do it.
Yeah, and what this is TxDOT using what they think is a loophole so they can operate in the dark, so they can do things without public participation. We don't know what we're buying, and we don't know what we're paying for.
David, I'm looking at the official documents, the official reports, the official test, where they're showing that the concrete made out of the limestone is failing just in a few months, failing massively, falling apart on these big bridges and roads. I'm looking at the documents and talking to you during the break. You said, oh, yeah, they know that.
Yeah, sure. Of course they do. Of course they do. They know exactly what's going on, and they're also playing lots of games now with SH-130. They'll say it's part of the Trans-Texas Corridor one day, and they'll say it's not part of the Trans-Texas Corridor the next, whichever allows them to use a loophole. As a matter of fact, they have documents that have been printed that are available. You can find them that they've recalled and reissued. Just doing a complete substitution shell game with the public.
Well, this sounds like the way Enron and Arthur Andersen did business between each other, and now... I mean, where does it go from here, David Stahl?
Well, it goes to the point that it ultimately collapses. This is a shell game.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of in the 80s, the SNL crisis, but a part of that equation, and I grew up in Rockwall, Texas, outside Dallas, they built literally tens of thousands of apartments and condos that were falling apart. This is not an exaggeration. That were falling apart before they were even done. And by the way, the Bushes were involved. I mean, the sides of the buildings were falling down before they even opened, but it didn't matter. They'd already gotten the loan to build it and already sold it to somebody else, and it was all just about getting a hold of the cash flow and, like the mafia, not even trying to build anything. David, comment on that, and I want to get Jack Blood to comment.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's all how the agreements are structured, and since those are secret, we don't know. They may, in fact, get paid to build it, then they may get paid to fix it after they've built it substandard, and then they get paid to operate it, and we get to pay for all of it.
And so that's how they get 500, 1,000 times over budget.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jack Blood, I tell you, it just gets deeper and deeper. Can we scan some of these documents in after the show and get them up on Infowars.com?
Yeah, I think the best thing to do to keep everybody safe is to get these out in public as soon as we can.
And then as soon as we've done that, your webmaster will mirror them at jackblood.com. Yeah. And then I guess, David Stahl, you'll mirror them at corridorwatch.org?
Sure, be happy to.
The key is to get this everywhere or we will get big problems.
It reminds me, this all reminds me a little bit, too, of the reconstruction in Iraq. I mean, we're supposed to jump up and down because they're building a new school. Well, they bombed all the schools, and they're building a few schools, so what? And I think you really hit the nail on the head when you talked about, you know, how you can get a hold of loans, how you can get leverage over a big project like this. Who cares if the project actually works out and people can actually drive on it and it's actually good and it will relieve traffic congestion? They don't care about that.
They're busy buying defense contractor stock with it, movie theater chains, and they're busy buying sports teams.
I mean, for all we know, they've got giant semis out on the road that can cause massive congestion, so we'll all line up and say, please, stop the congestion, we'll pay you anything.
Oh, by the way, Arnold last year, Schwarzenegger, ordered him to tear up a whole road the night before. It was perfect condition, so he could come say, look how bad the roads are, I need more funding.
Well, look how bad the roads are. We need to do something about illegal immigration, but that's a whole other issue. But so what you're getting at, Alex, I think is an extremely poignant point that I'd like to put into my analysis, and that is there could be a giant, as you say, Enron type scandal here where it has nothing to do with providing energy.
I don't think there could be. We've proven that that's what it is.
It is. It's exactly what it is.
David, They installed final comments.
Yeah, there's some documentation from some bonding entities internationally that are saying be very wary of how this is all being structured and financed.
That's right, because we have the company they've hired to certify, who is well known in almost every case. Earlier examples, you know, they say the toll road will make $90 million; it really makes $9 million. So there's scam on top of scam.
Yeah, and every indication is as long as they can keep getting new participants and suck new money into it, they can keep kiting this scheme. But at the point that it collapses, you know, then everybody's going to be holding the bag.
So, i.e. Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people should be aware that this is going on all over the country. I mean, if they're building something in your city, you can pretty much be sure that they're fudging the records, that they're not, you know, building the apparatus up to code.
But I mean, here's the deal. We have a former city council member.
Two sets of books.
We have a former city council member on. He's been a city manager in two cities. He's at the forefront of the fight here in Texas on this. I've studied this. In the past, even mafia organizations in Boston and New York didn't do stuff this shoddy. David Stahl, why are they just acting like the world's going to end tomorrow? I mean, they're going overboard like no one's ever seen.
Yeah, they are, and it's just about money and turning it over quickly. They can't stay in power and in control forever, and they know that, and they got to make the best of it while they can. And with people like myself running for the state Senate, the time is running out.
And you're wildly popular. Well, David Stahl, we're going to get some of these documents posted, and I hope that they'll be useful. And I want to commend Jack for what he's done exposing this. So, David Stahl, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me.
Go get him, David.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. Go get them. Boy, this has been a wild show today. I mean, I didn't even intend today to be the big toll show. And then meanwhile, I have this Dick Cheney video that's uploaded to the server, and then it gets erased down off the server. We've confirmed that over and over again, so we're having to put it on multiple servers. I want to spend a few minutes on that because when we first came on, you were bringing it up. You've seen the video before it was taken down again. Now we got it back up again on Infowars.com, and I want to thank some of the locals that have helped us get that back up. Please tell us, Jack, I mean, you watched the video, the reenactment showing that Cheney shot Mr. Whittington at 15 to 18 feet, not 90 feet, as he said, and why that's important. This is the smoking gun, pun intended. Folks, we're not hyping it. This is the smoking gun.
Well, I like how you shot your dummy, what's his name, Bob, and the pellets actually just bounced off of him. Hey, really? Why is it up to us to do these tests? Why isn't the Sheriff's Department doing this? Why isn't the Justice Department? Why isn't somebody who is paid to do these types of investigations doing it? It's the same thing with 9/11, Alex. I mean, here we are, underfunded, undermanned, understaffed, very little time, and we've got to go out and do these field tests in order to set the record straight.
And we had a former NASA contractor, I mean, he's a literal rocket scientist there. We had a police officer there. We did it with tape measures scientifically. We shot a Cornish game hen, a watermelon, which are good for simulating this. We also shot targets to show the spread. The spread was from 6 to 8 feet at 90 feet with the very same shotgun and the very same load that Dick Cheney was using. But then Whittington has a foot pattern. I kept saying 14 inches. It was a 12-inch pattern, tightly. You're talking 15 to 18 feet. We then did that test and showed how at 15 to 18 feet, that's the results we got, not the 90 feet. And it shows why Dick Cheney covered up, because if he's shooting him at 15 feet, I mean, there's no excuse for this. I mean, how did he shoot Whittington at 15 feet? Pretty clear he fell over, the gun discharged. Something else happened. The official story has been disproven, and they don't want you to see it, folks. It's on Infowars.com right now. They do not, and notice all the so-called liberal media is attacking him on petty issues. You'd think they would jump on this, but we wrote articles about this on Monday and Tuesday when all of this came out. They've got millions of readers, but the mainstream media won't touch it, Jack. We have Dick Cheney. And they closed the investigation last night with the Kennedy Sheriff's Department.
Chris Matthews has done every show this week, full one-hour programs on this subject. But guess what, Alex? He doesn't talk about how could Cheney have shot from 30 yards or from 15 feet. He doesn't mention this. How could the BB have penetrated the heart of Mr. Whittington, who, by the way, is going public today. I believe Whittington's going to be on Fox News making some statements today. But look, what I think is because of your report, because of your investigation, we're going to start to see the details change. Just like in 9/11, Alex, the excuses are going to morph into, oh, well, we meant to say, and to the best of our recollection, and the story is now going to begin to change because of the diagnostic that you did.
And it was scientifically conducted. Understand, different BBs in the mass of a 28-gauge go at different speeds. So a few went in a millimeter or two into the chicken or into the watermelon. That's not even down to the rib cage. But most of them, we put two shirts on the dummy, two thin long-sleeve shirts on the kickboxing dummy. Bob is made of soft latex, okay? In fact, they use it in some ballistics tests. It's very similar to some of the ballistics gelatin they use. We even looked that up. And we're shooting it, and the BBs, would most of them stuck in the shirt. They didn't even put indentations into the soft latex. And then many were right on the surface, just not even halfway in with the back side out. And I just reached with my fingers and was pulling them out on the videotape. And that's up on InfoWars.com. And listen. Take Chris Matthews and his show on CNBC, Hardball. Right now, they could call before he's on in a few hours. They could call, or they could have it ready for tomorrow night. They could call a New York retired cop who testifies in forensics, and they have hundreds of cops that do this, you know, for a living as court experts. Or they could call one of the crime labs. They could go out to a shooting range, and they could hang up a side of beef. And they could shoot it at 30 yards with a 7.5 bird shot and a 2 3/4 inch shotgun shell. And they could shoot it, and they could dig it out, and they could sit there and show people how deep it went and how it's impossible. They could show the pattern spread. They could do this in a few hours. I mean, I've only got a few employees that work on the video end. We got up early. We went out there. We shot the video. We edited it. We put it up on the website for everybody to see, for everybody to understand what had happened.
Well, look, part of the reason that Chris Matthews is covering this is because the pool of reporters, the Washington establishment media, was upset that they were usurped by a local newspaper here in Texas. They are the ultimate gatekeepers.
Corpus Christi.
They don't like people reporting things to their underlings. They want to be the ones that gatekeep all the information. So some of this is actually just personal.
Hey,
and they don't like to.
Do you know what's cool? We're on the Air America station down in Corpus Christi. We just got that affiliate about a month ago. They air us at night, I think from 7 to 10. We're very thankful for that affiliate down there. In fact, guys, you know my memory is not too good on affiliates. It's a new affiliate. Look that up so I can plug that affiliate. So it's kind of nice that we're even on in the town, you know, where all
right.
this is going on.
Well, I wonder what the people down there think. Have you had a consensus? I mean, they have to, at this point, after 5 years of big-time Dick Cheney and George W., I think people have pretty much just assumed that they are above the law, that they are the dictators, that they are the totalitarian government, if you will, and they've almost accepted it. That's very unfortunate.
Well,
and what's more unfortunate is that, you know, here we are in the 2006 midterm elections. Coming up in 2 years, we're going to be electing another a ruler, another script reader, and people, when a Democrat gets in, whether it be Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden or whoever, they're going to go back to sleep and think that everything's now going to be okay because we got rid of the evil George W. Bush and Dick Cheney.
Oh, certainly they're just puppets. But my point is it shows how they're above the law, and it shows how they told the police to come back in 13 and a half hours, and it shows how they told the public in 22 hours, and they said Whittington hadn't been seriously hurt when they knew day one he was heart shot, had to catheterize his heart to get all the excess bleeding out of there because of pressurization that was causing him to have a heart attack. So
they had to wipe the blood off the dining room table to make sure they didn't. They thought it was a hunting accident. And if Cheney would have had to again go through the rigorous testing that we would have to go through if this happened to one of us, he would have blown into a tube and we would have found out that he was intoxicated.
Well, we know that they covered up whatever happened out there.
Yeah.
We know their official story is a lie, is a fraud, and this will show you how the media is just making this a big spectacle to divert us for the build-up for the Iran war instead of going right for the jugular and going, hey, wait a minute, shotguns at 90 feet with this load cannot even, you know, go in an inch. This is a fraud. And so many people haven't fired firearms. They think of a sniper in a movie firing a .308 out of a Remington 700 and shooting somebody at 1,000 yards. Folks, that's a rifle high-velocity shell. Shotguns with birdshot are completely different. They have nothing to do with it. Shotguns with birdshot only go 30 to 40 yards. I have shot birds at 30 yards, and you knock them out of the air, and there's no pellets in them because they've lost their force. It just was like a punch to the bird. It hit the bird and knocked it down. The bird is still alive when you get over there. KCCT, Corpus Christi, 1150 AM. I want to thank those folks. That is that affiliate down there, and that's really exciting to be able to, you know, just be so many places, getting so many new affiliates, so signing up our broadcast, and Jack's coming up after this show ends. You know, there's so much other news that we haven't even had a chance to cover. This Russell Tice, who we're going to be getting on the show,
right.
He goes and testifies, yeah, there's 50 agencies, 50 programs spying on everything you do, nothing to do with foreign calls. We already knew that, but here he's saying it, and that's not even major news. Comments.
Well, it just came out today. Senate plans no probe of NSA spying program. I mean, doesn't that say it all?
And Bush considers blogs the enemy and is having the Pentagon target him. Then rock star Henry Rollins is on an airplane reading an anti-jihad book that has jihad in the title, and they pull him off the plane and say, don't ever read a book like that again on the plane because the sheet saw the word jihad.
What's funny about that story is I know Henry Rollins, and he has turned out to be one of the biggest neocons you'll ever know. He goes over on the USO tours, supports the troops, supports Bush, supports
Kennedy. No. He's one of their little bootleggers.
Right.
And see, he's starting to figure it out. He's reading a neocon book.
Yeah.
He's reading a neocon book saying all the Arabs are, you know, Satan's children, basically. And he's reading this, and then, he's finding out. See, he's reading a book. That means he's a terrorist.
Well, if Henry Rollins is a terrorist, then I guess all the neocons are terrorists. It's really, at this point, after years and years and years of this, it's almost unimaginable how anyone could still fall for this.
Hey, what's wrong with the Houston police chief saying if you want to build a new home in Houston, you're going to have a camera in your home watching you? That is Associated Press.
Keep you safe.
Houston Chronicle. Cameras in your house now.
It's for your safety. You have nothing to hide, Alex. What are you worried about? Let's put cameras everywhere.
Well, that's what the cops say for years, and they pull you over and come out of a search your car. Well, no, you can't. Well, what do you have to hide? And then next, I said it would happen. Now they go to your door in Dallas and say, we just want to search the house randomly. It's called knock and talk. It's a service. Well, no, you can't search. Well, what do you have to hide, ma'am? What do you have to hide? You know, try going to a cop's house and saying, well, statistically, you commit more crimes than the citizens, more alcoholism, more drug, more beatings, more shootings. Mind if we just search your house? You have nothing to hide, do you?
Yeah. Well, what we have to hide is not that we're not law-abiding citizens. We might be law-abiding citizens, but with new laws coming out of the books every day, I mean, I smoke 15 feet from a door, I'm a felon. You know, if I have one drink and drive my car, I'm a felon. I mean, these days, most people aren't law-abiding, and they don't even know it. But here's the thing.
Well, that's what tyranny is. It makes general normal activity.
All criminals, all terrorists. And something we better remember is that when they do the knock and talk, or we let them search our car, and they see a constitution or a pocket constitution in your backseat.
I had that on video. I filmed
that's right.
Journey.
You're right. A terrorist.
They said she's
on the watch list.
They said she's got a constitution. She's got an Alex Jones video. She's a terrorist. We're taking her to jail. We have it from their squad car. See, we have FEMA training them to do this on tape. Then we show you the cops in the field off their own squad car tape, so brainwashed that they think cameras in your house is good. They think Satan's good.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Friday the 17th of 2006 on this February edition. I tell you, this broadcast has just blown past us here. I'll be back Monday, of course, 11 to 2 Central during the day, and tonight, 9 to midnight Central, rebroadcast here on the GCN Radio Network. Often imitated, never duplicated. I wish people would duplicate it, but they just can't seem to stop infighting with each other long enough with the provocateurs to get that done. Jack, your show's coming up after the news here about 8 minutes into the next hour, and I'm going to be joining you for the first 20 minutes of that. Then you've got a great guest coming on, but we're going to air part of my reenactment out there, and the audio is pretty good on it. We'll be able to see the video. We're going to air that coming up when we start your show in the next hour, so get some good crossover for my audience into your audience. We have a lot of the same AM and FM affiliates now, so that's really exciting to be able to just to continue on here. Think about what Genesis is doing. How we're on the issues. We're on the facts. We're breaking huge news stories. We're covering wide spectrum analysis. I'm just so proud, working another radio station before I had a syndicated show, to have program directors trying to control what I said and being fired, even if I had high ratings, to have Ted Anderson ever say anything to me. I mean, just to never
even... Genesis is the first place I've ever worked on radio, and I've been in radio for on and off for almost 20 years.
Yeah, that other supposed network tried to censor
you. The first place I've ever worked at that just let me go unbridled and unmuzzled. That's a fact, Alex.
I mean, even the people who've claimed...
They may regret it now, but no.
No. I mean, there's people who've claimed that they have other networks where they don't censor, but they've tried... I mean, it's
They all do. As far as I know, again, I mean, 20 years in broadcasting, 20 years in the entertainment industry, this is the only company I've ever worked for that just stays out of your way and lets you do your job.
But they are careful about not hiring lunatics. And, you know, they check you out first, check your credentials, make sure you're the real deal, and say, do whatever you want. Just go report for us, muckrake, like old-fashioned reporters.
Yeah.
And literally, we're drowning in the corruption. We just have boxes of documents and whistleblowers and NSA people calling us, and we're just, I mean, there's so much of it because there's not enough of us out here doing it. We need more people to get out there and be leaders.
And let me also say that the affiliates that have been picking up your show and picking up my show also are very brave. They never get in our face. They never muzzle us. They never make suggestions. They go with it. They love it. They send me letters. Alex, I know you get letters from your affiliates
and I feel
thanking
bad.
Us for the programming.
And I feel bad because I can't respond to them and thank them back because I'm literally, yesterday I worked 17 hours. I worked from 6:30 until midnight. And so however many hours that is. I mean, and you know what? I wanted to work more. I didn't want to go to sleep last night. I wanted to break a major story. I wanted to show how Cheney shot this guy up close. You know, you've got to get this burr in the saddle to want to do this. Now, listen, I've done 3 hours here now, or almost 3 hours. Haven't really plugged my videos yet, and that's how we fund this operation. That's how we do what we do. That's how I have my staff of 9 people and growing here. That's how we get it done. Get Martial Law, my new film that exposes government involvement in 9/11. Get my new film, The Order of Death, that gets into all the satanic rituals they're involved in. Mainstream, this is not my opinion. This is real. Get the books and videos we're carrying. Get 9/11 Synthetic Terror. Get 9/11 Loose Change Edition 2 that we're carrying that Dylan Avery just put out that's excellent. Get the Sully Castillo book, Powder Burns, about government drug dealing. Get it all at InfoWars.com. Go to that video and bookstore. Take advantage of the 14 specials we've got up there, DVD films as low as $5.95 a piece. Go there and order hard copies and spread the word and expose the New World Order and support this broadcast while you're doing it. And on top of that, go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, all my films, so many other films, so much other media. The video we shot in here today, that'll be up there as soon as possible. We need to hire somebody else just to get these things on quicker because we're so busy. And go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a membership. Give a membership as a gift. Support us. That's how, we don't sit here and beat old ladies over the head saying, send us money. We just say, buy our videos, get the material, get it out to people. It's so important. And get that video of Dick Cheney, big time Dick Cheney, where we prove he shot Whittington up close, if it was even him that shot him. Jack Blood, I want to thank you for coming on with us.
It's been an honor to be on the show with you, and we'll see you on my program here in about 7 minutes.
That's right, and we'll be multitasking because coming up, I'm going to go get these documents scanned in. Those will be at InfoWars.com the next few hours. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.